This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Evacuations have been lifted for the 24 fire in southern Colorado. The fire has burned more than 7,000 acres in Fort Carson land. Officials say firefighters did controlled burns over the weekend to prevent it from crossing State Highway 115. A town hall will be held for the residents impacted by the 24 fire's response tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the Penrose Elementary School's gymnasium. It's been more than a month since seven states in the Colorado River Basin missed a critical deadline to agree on how to share the water. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, talks have continued after a two-week hiatus.
New Mexico's water negotiator Esteban Lopez says proposals and counterproposals are going back and forth as recently as Thursday.
Right now we're focusing on trying to figure out how to operate for the short term. The hydrology right now is incredibly dire.
He says a pitch from Nevada is a starting point for the latest negotiations. It calls for releasing water from reservoirs like Flaming Gorge in the Upper Basin this year to stop Lake Powell from getting too low to produce hydropower. Lower Basin states would also cut back their water use. The Interior Department is working on a backup plan if states don't reach a deal. More than 18,000 people submitted comments on the Fed's potential playbook for managing the river. I'm Scott Franz.
The Colorado Mesa University women's basketball team is one win away from its first ever trip to the NCAA Division II Final Four. The Mavericks upset top-seeded Texas Women's University last week. This is CPR News.